Lolly Willows, 1926, by Sylvia Townsend Verner. During her first months at Great Mop, the moods of the winter landscape and the renewing of spring had taken such hold of her imagination that she thought no season could be more various and lovely. She had even written a slightly precious letter to Titus, for somehow correspondence with Titus was always rather attentive, declaring her belief that the cult of the summer months was a piece of cockney obtuseness, a taste for sweet things, and a preference for dry grass to strew their eggshells upon. But with the first summer days and the first cowslips, she learned better. She had known that there would be cowslips in May. From the day she first thought of Great Mop, she had promised them to herself. She had meant to find them early and watch the yellow blossoms unfolding upon the milky green stems. But they were beforehand with her, or she had watched the wrong fields. When she walked into the meadow, it was bloomed over with cowslips, powdering the grass in various plenty, here scattered, there clustered, innumerable as the stars in the Milky Way. She knelt among them and laid her face close to their fragrance. The weight of all her unhappy years seemed for a moment to weigh her bosom down to the earth. She trembled, understanding for the first time how miserable she had been, and in another moment she released. It was all gone. It could never be again, and never had been. Tears of thankfulness ran down her face. With every breath she drew, the scent of the cowslips flowed in and absolved her. She was changed and knew it. She was humbler and more simple. She ceased to triumph mentally over her tyrants, and rallied herself no longer with the consciousness she had outraged them by coming to live at Great Mott. The amusement she had drawn from their disapproval was a slavish reminder, a derisive dance on the north bank of the Ohio. There was no question of forgiving them. She had not, in any case, a forgiving nature, and the injury they had done her was not done by them. If she were to start forgiving, she must needs forgive society, the law, the church, the history of Europe, the Old Testament, great-great-aunt Salome and her prayer book, the Bank of England, prostitution, the architect of Apsley Terrace, and half a dozen other useful props of civilization. All she could do was to go on forgetting them. But now she was able to forget them without flouting them by her forgetfulness. Throughout May and June and the first fortnight of July, she lived in perfect idleness and contentment, growing every day more freckled and more rooted in peace.